You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giulio, you guys with us. Tough day today. Tough day. You feel any better or worse as we go throughout this day?
I feel a little bit better, man, but I'm still not there. I mean, because I'm going to listen to Dyke and Spike, and, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to bring me right back to where I was when I got here.
And then you're back on the internet for the Players Lounge.
Yeah,
at 7.
You know what I mean? I ain't going to lie, man. I don't want to go to work tonight. I ain't going to lie. Because
that's great.
What I'm going to do, and I told Joe, I said, I'm going to go hang out with my son to try to, you know, come down and just enjoy the day. Mm-hmm. And then I got to ramp back up and deal with it again tonight. That's tough. That is tough. That's an emotional time because it's almost like I'm removing myself from the situation.
And you come back
and
in.
Then I'm coming right back to it.
I got news for you, man.
What's that?
Gonna be a lot of fighting this whole season.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Buckle
yeah.
up.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And I was just thinking about that because I've been sitting here looking at different things on the computer. And shout out to the people that are giving me suggestions to print stuff. And I'm excited about going to hang out with him. But, man, I got to come right back to it.
Well, yeah, I think this is going to be a dramatic offseason. I think it's going to be one of big change. I think it's going to be one that pushes the Eagles hopefully towards another Super Bowl. But I'd be shocked if Howie's not bold this offseason. He's usually pretty bold when things go bad as faster than they want to in a season, like this year did. So I expect that. All right, quickly, our Twitter poll question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing I see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Who are you more upset with following yesterday's loss, the coaches or the players? Hugh, where do you think the votes came down?
The coaches, Capitulo in particular.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm imagining it's supposed to be Capitulo, yeah, but Sirianni gets roped in there too, as he should. 78% on the coaches, 22% frustrated more with the players.
Yeah. It's the coaches. Because this is a smart fan base, but at the same time, we're delusional.
Did any player play well yesterday?
No, but
like, who's played the best?
Quinion.
But he got beat.
He got smoked.
He got smoked
early
in the first drive, but he made plays. No, yep. Now it's a net positive, I would say. But I guess Saquon
played. Cooper, DeGene.
Cooper. So we got three. We're up to three, and one of them gave a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saquon had a decent game. Tank,
yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, but it's like we're grasping at straws. I thought they had Bond in a blender
see,
all day. Not
but,
great.
But see, even with that being said, man, your talent should have outshined theirs.
Our talent didn't show up.
But our talent showed up coaching, Joe. Yesterday, Joe, that wasn't nothing but coaching.
Let me ask you a question. Again,
that was coaching yesterday.
If Jalen hits Devontae 3rd and 11 on the numbers, can I come on here and say Petullo schemed him up?
Like, no, you can't. Well, but Joe, we went into this game feeling superior as far as talent is concerned, correct?
Yeah.
And a lot of times we feel that our superior talent has put us in this situation. But yesterday, we ran up on some damn good coaching. That's what that was, Joe.
I know.
That's what that was.
But they had no horses.
None.
Okay, but they had some damn good coaches. When you talk about, who is it, the Kendricks, was that the crib chilling?
Eric Kendricks, yeah.
Came in and played pretty good.
Michael's brother, yeah.
The coaches put them in position to be successful, and they fought hard, and they had enough talent on that team to out-scheme. Because Vic, that's why I say I commend Vic Fangio, because Vic did all he could do, but, man, after a while you get tired. Like that defense out there, they did everything they could possibly do to keep you in the game. Damn, you gave them 3 points out of two picks. You gave them 3 points.
I know. I just wonder if I'm
– and that's why – going back to why I would say defense is luxury, not necessity.
No, not today.
No, I got to give it to you. Got to give it to you.
Okay. Wow.
Because you allocated all the resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Yep.
And they came up short. That's coaching. You had damn near everybody you needed yesterday to win that game. You had the best. Okay, let me say this. Let me put it like this. Out of the two offensive defense on the field, what was the best talent, most talented offense on the field? What was the least talented defense on the field?
Eagles, Niners. Yeah, Eagles offense, Niners defense.
And that defense, that least talented.
They won.
The dude they were pulling out of the stands. They were picking people out of the stands in San Fran to play.
I know.
They beat you.
They signed Kendricks to the practice squad in late November. The practice squad in November.
They came out with a boombox playing some stuff I ain't never heard of before. And beat the brakes away.
Did they do the boombox thing?
Yes,
that was,
they did.
I thought that was from 2023. Are you seeing an old clip?
No, that was yesterday. Didn't they come out with the boom? Because we were watching.
They did that in 23.
Okay, you probably, because we were in the
when you see that clip again that Debo Samuel's not in it, because that'll be a key.
You know what? I saw the big fella,
Trent.
Yeah,
he was there.
We were watching in the press box. And we were like, damn, they're coming out to a boombox? So I guess that probably was an old clip. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there was like a little spat before the game.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Fox may have shown the 2 years ago one in probably, the midst of that spat, because it was history between these two teams. Okay. Before we go back to phone lines, we'll get to everyone's phone calls and you people coming up in a little bit. We need to feel better today, right? Because we're not feeling great. So we got two things here that I think will make everyone raise some spirits. But let's start with the Phillies thing. So today, of course, is the meeting between the Phillies and Bo Bichette. They're having their meeting. Now, over the weekend, Alex Bregman, one of the guys I've wanted all offseason, signed with the Cubs. So he's off the market, right? So now it condenses what's left and who's after who. I think it adds to the potential suitors for Bichette, because obviously teams that wanted Bichette may also have wanted Bregman, you know, similar kind of offensive players and both infielders. Anyway, today's the Phillies meeting with Bo Bichette. And according to Ken Rosenthal, it sounds like, you know, we should be feeling pretty good about it. Here's Rosenthal.
It's interesting you asked that, Armand, because I've actually had that thought. So they do have a Zoom meeting scheduled for today, as first reported by Matt Gelb. And in this meeting, I'm sure the Phillies are going to push for Bichette. And it's the kind of thing, while it's on Zoom, you sort of don't want to let them get off the Zoom without getting a deal done, right? It's that old theory. Don't let him walk out of the room until he signs a contract. You can't really do that on Zoom, I guess. But it's the same working idea. And I go back also to what Pete Alonso said on Foul Territory about what the Orioles did when they met with him. That was live in person in the winter meetings. Alonso said the Orioles made an offer showing their intent before he even was in the meeting with them. They made that offer before the meeting. And I imagine if the Phillies want to be aggressive with Bichette, they will do something along those same lines. If I had to guess right now, I would say the Phillies are the favorite. We'll see what happens.
I agree with his sentiment. They should make it very clear in this meeting. Like I don't know what stage they're at here of this negotiation or courting, but like I hope they make it very clear. We really want you, and we're willing to go here. Like, you know, because I don't want it to be, hey, good meeting, and then he goes and meets with the Red Sox tomorrow, and they offer him a contract.
I think that with... I've been in these negotiations, like similar negotiations, I should say. And a lot of times, you know, especially when you talk about a team that said that they weren't doing a whole lot, and to have the success that the Phillies have had and to fall short like they did, to get a player of that caliber, you're going all in. You're going all in. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why Realmuto, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with that. And, you're going in there today, and you're going to wow him, and you're going to make sure that you get this thing done. They're probably going to put a lot of pressure on him and say, hey, man, what do we got to do to get this done?
Yeah, and now with the Bregman contract, it's kind of up the ante of what a player of similar kind of caliber is offered. So he got a whole bunch of money from the Chicago Cubs. I believe the Cubs also put an opt-out in there. No trade clause. So we'll see what the Phillies do and what they how they sweeten this pot and try to make sure they get Bo Bichette. But I need that notification. I need my phone to buzz that Bo Bichette is a Philly. Hopefully it will be soon. All right, the other thing that will make us all feel good. You know, once in a while, sometimes I think, you know, I have two young kids. My son is about to be 11. My daughter's 8. Harper is how old now? Seven. I mean, sometimes like you go to that age range, and it's like they just have the best takes because they don't think way too much about things.
Yeah,
it's
they just say what they say.
They say what they feel, right? So there was a kid yesterday. The news caught him on the way home from the game, and from the video, he looked to me 11, 12-ish.
He's so young.
I thought he nailed it, and
I think
he speaks for everyone in the fan base. Here is the young man on the way home from the game yesterday, not happy that these were the tickets he got for his birthday or Christmas, and the Eagles ruined it. Here he is.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. You probably would have rather had Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, AJ, but like you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at like the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One half he's cooking, and the other half is completely raw.
He's right.
You know what?
Who's the funny guy screaming Go Bears?
Let the kid have his moment. Okay?
Well, there's no Go Bears. They just lost.
Also, I think a great job by the reporter to unpack why did you choose the flipping burgers for his next job? And he had an analogy. He's right. Like half the time it looks good. Turn it over. Raw.
And, you know, normally I don't like kids speaking like that. Like, I don't, like, stay in a kid's place. Old school. I feel
he's
like, you know.
He's got takes. He's going to be a caller of ours pretty soon.
Y'all ain't going to let me finish.
Well, yeah, immediately came it.
No, because I'm saying the kids need to be seen and not heard, in my opinion, because I'm old, and I'm okay with that.
That's kind of crazy.
But the kid did have some profound takes.
The kids are the future.
Yeah. But when he hit me with the two or two things, I was like, dang, little man got something to say.
He'll be calling WIP.
Better analogies than you do.
Nah, not at all. Need to sit a little down.
You haven't come with anything close to that.
You know what? I would ask that little kid, what is your GPA, son? What kind of grades you getting in school?
Your whole thing Friday
was just over.
For you to have that kind of take and have all that sass,
he's right.
You better be good in good grades. That's all I got to say.
Was he wrong in his assessment of the
No,
team?
He was not. Okay. He was not.
Everyone else has the same take. But pack AJ's bags. Flip burgers.
I don't have a problem with take, but you better be getting good grades, young man. That's all I got to say. For you to be that sassy, you better be getting good grades in school.
Hold on. Who are you to think?
I'm parenting from in the studio.
Yeah, leave that kid alone.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
No, I mean, he has some fire takes.
I agree with him more than any of our callers today.
Like yeah. Well, you better sit your butt down.
let's go to Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
You.
What's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Juice.
Hey, Howard. All right, so I know we've been better, but let me kind of get this out. One, Joe, I owe you an apology. So, Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts is not comparable. They both had a chance yesterday, in back-to-back games. Josh Allen first, then Jalen, both had a chance to make a legacy moment. Josh made his legacy moment, and I don't really think Jalen did. Now, with that being said, I don't really blame Jalen as the number one reason we lost yesterday. We had issues, but come on, man, he made plays, and they didn't make plays for him. I'm just saying. And then, which leads me to my next point, which is Petullo. The dude ran the same play, four plays. In 10 plays, he ran four plays twice. Makes sense of that.
I can't. I mean, he's not good enough. I mean, I'm with you. Petullo's not very good. I know.
And then all four plays that he made, I'm just saying, were high school plays. So he's not really giving Jalen too many options. It's just my opinion. So I'm not here to say Jalen played great, and we're not going to debate Jalen like that. I'm just saying, when I'm looking at what happened yesterday, my biggest thing wasn't Jalen. Here's my biggest thing. AJ quit on us, man. In the middle of the game, he pounded like a baby and he quit. And that conversation that Nick had when he was yelling at AJ, come on, we saw Nick, the eye, we saw Nick's face. We saw what he looked like. That was no get off the field, we're trying to punt. That was get off the field, man. You quit on me. And then why did they continue to? Well, of course, I'm recklessly speculating you. I'm just saying.
Recklessly.
But why did they continue that conversation at the sideline? If you're just yelling, get off the field, get off the field, that's it. You're done. You don't need to speak on that again. I'm talking about it. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess when AJ barked back, Sirianni, you know, couldn't be the grown up and just calm down. He had to bark back again, and then we're yelling at each other.
Agreed. And that's my issue with Sirianni. Like, so I don't want to say he's a bad coach because bad coaches, man, they don't win as often. They might win. Like, I don't think Barry Switzer was a good coach. He won because of what he had.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
Bad coaches don't win that often. Like, so he's not horrible, but this has to be on him as well. Because when you let the inmates run the asylum, what do you think is going to happen? And, like, it almost goes like the Phillies. We all saw it coming, and we had, like, blinders on. Because, you know, we want them to be something they're not. But I said, and I turned to JoJo yesterday, and I said, yo, we know what they are, man. We know what they are. We know what they're about to do. They were up 13-10, and I said to him, you know what they're about to do. Ultra conservative, can't move the ball. We're going to try to sit on the 13-10 lead because we're up with the turnover battle, and we have a lead, and that's what they do. Which, by the way, I just like to throw in before I hang up, guys. JoJo, JoJo said, get rid of Petullo, get rid of AJ, get rid of Missy, and get rid of I forget the other one. Sirianni. He wants them all gone.
All of them.
Juice, appreciate it. Well, I mean, Juice knows, I mean, and JoJo knows his football. I mean, he guided Hughes' team to the playoffs.
Yeah, he did, in my coach.
You did nothing
my coach.
To win that
year. I mean, I did. I picked him. Picked JoJo to be my coach.
Hands-off manager.
Yeah, but he did a great job, too. Did a great job.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You heard what you just said about kids. Probably not coming back.
But no, what are you talking about? JoJo? JoJo will be back.
I don't know. I mean, you did rip all kids. I mean, kids would
take... Well, no, JoJo's... First of all, JoJo's in high school. That's something different. This kid's like 10 or 11.
So how old...
He's a sassy little kid.
He was right.
But he got a lot of mouth.
Well, first of all, someone interviewed him. He wasn't shouting the tapes.
He better not be at home talking back to his parents either.
You know he is.
No, he's not. You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, he better be getting good grades when he got all that lip. Got all that lip.
You got strong opinions on kids that are not yours.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
You really do. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Just came in. You know, I bet that kid got better grades than you, Hugh, at that age.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still, my book has been written. He's still working on it.
He could be following the Hugh Douglas path. I mean, he talked at McDonald's. You worked at McDonald's. Maybe he's a future star defensive end.
That's true.
Maybe. He could be. And then talk show host.
He was putting the fries in the bag.
He's got the fries in the bag, Hugh.
Did you guys watch the game?
Well, actually, twice. I watched twice.
I mean, yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah,
I went back last night.
What are they trying to say? That sounds like somebody who probably didn't watch the game and didn't know what they were looking at.
I regretted it. I sat there like, I'll watch it again. I want to really see what I saw. And then third quarter, I'm like, oh, this was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a miserable 3.5 hours.
Should have went to bed.
Yeah. Sucked. Yep. I blame that lady that Hugh shouted out 15 times on Friday.
You know what? That's a good point. You took the vibes of a guarantee. You threw him in the trash with that.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I mean, I just thought it was great. It was a great day, man.
Go Bird. Shout out to some lady.
Go Bird. Shout out to the lady.
It was football Friday. We should have known from that moment we were doomed.
I got this idea, why the Eagles are going to win. Hugh, what do you think? Go Bird.
Shout out to the lady. Go Bird.
Yeah, I should have rescinded my guarantee once I heard Hugh.
Yeah, we lied to everyone. We're sorry.
No one wants to mention that the game was clearly fixed.
Because it wasn't.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah, that's what it was. We don't want to mention that.
You three idiots got exposed yesterday. All talk.
How we get exposed?
Hold on, no. It's a talk show. We are talk. Literally all talk.
Yep. What are we talking about?
That's right. How did we get exposed? We didn't play in the game.
Didn't play it down.
One down.
We handed it off to Merrill for the broadcast, and I was done.
We said,
go Birds. Shout out to some lady Friday.
Yep.
And got off the air, and then we... Handed the keys over the Eagles.
Skated our wing.
Mm. Yep. Does Hugh know that the season is over?
The reality is starting, like, to answer that question, it's starting to set in.
Yeah.
What did he say at the beginning of the show today? Like, it is.
I forget now.
It was some sort of motivating thing.
Like, oh, hey, yeah. Rest if you must, but never give up.
You can't never give up.
No, we gave up yesterday. It's done. It's over.
It's over. Yeah, we don't have a choice.
I know when I said it. I just.
The season is dead,
Hugh. I was in denial. I was sick to my stomach this morning when I woke up, though, man. That was a sick feeling. Sick feeling.
So, obviously, a lot of new people on a day like today.
Today's
in
a day
the
for
chat.
Yeah,
it was huge. So we did get a bald guy spitting facts.
I'll take that.
Which one?
You're wearing a hat.
Yeah, it's about me.
It must be about Joe.
Yeah.
Got it.
You're covering the hair up. For all the new people.
Yep. He was bald, too. He came on home.
Definitely bald.
Yep. So, hand up. Hugh was right about the boombox thing yesterday. That they did do that.
Okay.
It was a different
time. It's an apology to Hugh.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Oh, no. Listen, Kyle. I don't live in the realm where I have to be right about everything I say, so it's not that big a deal.
But
you were right.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, but it's not like I was like, oh my God, can't believe Kyle. You know how
you should have seen the reaction in new people. Shut up, Kyle, you idiot. You don't have a clue.
They came to Hugh's defense?
Well, they were mad at me because I had it wrong. Like, everybody's going to be okay. Holy crap.
Oh, no, because I was watching it. We're watching it in the press box, and I was like, are they coming out with a boom box? So
that's something they do on the road.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. Losers.
No, speaking of coming out, did anybody see Aaron Andrews' coat?
How could you not? I mean, yes.
Dog, she you can't hide money. Like, that's all I thought. Like, you see all those other sideline reporters? Like, she killed everybody yesterday. Sorry, Dev, but she killed everybody. Wow. Like, that coat killed everything.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong in that of all the sideline reporters in all the games, she's the one that stood out the most,
man,
because
that,
the coat.
That what was that, Sable?
I don't know.
That coat was not.
You think it was because, you know how, like, the number one player or quarterback asserts themselves in the postseason?
Yeah,
you think she wanted everyone to know, I'm the number one sideline reporter?
You know what it was? Because, you know, Dad was on the sideline looking extra tight, and so she had to step her game up.
I'm number one.
Yeah, like, she had to step. That's all that was. She was hating on Dad.
That feels strong, but okay.
That's my take.
I know.
You guys refuse to hold Jalen Wentz accountable.
Jalen Wentz. I don't know what show this person has been listening to all day.
7 minutes in, I went over the four last plays where he
stunk. This is typical you. Okay. No take.
All right.
Nope. Have you guys considered they were cold?
I hope it's a joke.
I feel like that's a shot.
It better be a joke.
It feels like a shot at you.
Okay.
I feel like that's a shot.
It better be a joke or a shot at you.
I feel like it's a shot at you.
Okay.
We need a new wide receiver. Big Dom is clearly not capable of stretching the field.
He did make that catch, though, on the throwaway by Hurts, right to Big Dom. Caught it. Good catch.
He did. It was body catch, though, as Brady called out.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? He's going to catch with his hands?
Well, we need a new wide receiver.
Okay.
Can't be rolling him out there.
Tom Brady needs to stop getting all that work done, too. that up.
He has gotten better as a broadcaster.
He was much better. But yeah.
I thought that when he described how you have to throw the ball differently in the wind was really interesting.
Yeah, it was. He's gotten better.
Yep. You two should apologize to Hugh.
For what?
Why?
Absolutely not.
There's not a chance.
For what? For what, though? Oh, no,
who knows?
We enjoy the time that we have together, you know, recklessly speculating and, you know, calling each other out.
Yeah, that guy was all day he was saying you guys are cowards. Apologize to Hugh.
No. No.
One last one. Hey, Hugh, who does it start with now?
Oh, boy.
It starts with this 3D printer that I'm about to go home and hang out with my son. We're about to go. As soon as we get out of school, I'm going to probably be there already printing stuff.
You know what? We have to wait till May, till the schedule comes out, because then Hugh will have 3 months of telling us it starts with, you know, whatever team they open up.
Yeah, because, right now, man,
Well, who's the Phillies' first opponent in the regular season?
Nats, maybe?
Starts with the Nats.
Yeah, that's all we got, man. I don't know.
I
got
to look it up. I don't know who we're playing opening
football
day.
Tonight.
Starts with Bo Bichette. Oh, I'll be
watching.
I'll
watch, I bet on the game.
I don't know.
It was a lot harder to watch the Chargers-Patriots game.
No, it definitely was.
I really didn't pay much attention. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a fun game anyway.
No.
But you're right, it was.
I was excited about it before the Eagles game.
Every game I was into this weekend, and then the Eagles lost, and it was like, I ended up rewatching the Eagles game instead of really watching the Chargers, which was probably a worse decision. Let's grab Chaz before we hand it over to the afternoon show. Hey, Chaz. That's perfect. Chaz? Texas. The Phillies open with Texas, by the way. It's the Rangers.
It starts
with the Rangers. Chaz?
It ends with Chaz.
What do you think Chaz is doing?
I don't know.
Hey, Chaz.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing, guys?
All right. What are you thinking?
Take your time.
A couple of different points. Mm-hmm. AJ was passive aggressive. He was trying to tell us that the team's being held back. I believe management is responsible. I believe they are hiring puppets. And we're all looking at the puppets and going, well, they ain't too good at their jobs. Well, we had Doug Peterson who turned out to be the only one to put his foot down in the past couple years, besides Chip Kelly, who they gave complete control to, and now they've gone in the total opposite direction. This is what I believe. I think you guys are looking at the wrong level.
I don't think you're crazy, Chaz, in the way you assess it. Now, to be fair, though, they just won a Super Bowl with the so-called puppets.
Agreed. But the point is that maybe the conservative nature paid off in those games against Washington and
Chaz, we'll talk more in the next few days. I agree. I mean, I think there's something to that, but this is the way they do it. So now we got to see if they can do it again and replicate it and make it better. All right, that is enough for us today, and we appreciate everyone listening. I know today's a tough day. You know, there's fun days and there's not as fun days. This wasn't as fun of a day, but we do it together. Hugh will be back tomorrow. You're gonna be back tonight.
Yeah, I gotta be back tonight. Commiserate with my
sounds
boy,
like you can't
guy.
Wait. 7 o'clock tonight, Players Lounge, My Lotta Show at 6. Afternoon show that leads into it right now on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.